When the Stars Begin to Fall by James Lincoln Collier, narrated by Daniel Duque Estrada. Chapter 1. I was up in my room trying to fix my stereo when I heard the car drive in. I looked out the window. An old Buick was coming up the dirt driveway, going slow so as not to splash water up out of the puddles in the drive left over from last night's rain. I couldn't see who was in the car, but I knew it was Charlie Fritz and some friend of his. I knew what they were coming for, too. They were going to get my sister, Helen, up in the barn with them. That's all they ever came around for. I hated it when they came. It made me feel rotten, and usually when it happened, I would go out for a walk. I decided to concentrate on getting my stereo to work right. It wasn't much of a record player. Dad had found it in the town dump and brought it home for me. It had a bad hum. I'd figured I could fix it, but I never had been able to get the hum out, so it wasn't much use to me. Still, I kept trying. I heard the doors to the Buick slam, and then I heard them knock on the kitchen door. The front door was nailed shut because it was so warped that if you opened it, you'd never get it shut again. I heard Helen let them in, and then I could hear them talking and laughing. I figured they'd brought some beer. They usually did when they came to see Helen. I wished Mom were home. When Mom was home, they took Helen off for a drive in the Buick, and I didn't have to know anything about it. But Mom had walked down the road to Mrs. O'Brien's to watch one of her shows there, because our TV didn't get that channel too clearly. I didn't know where Dad was. He never told us where he was going. He just got up in the morning, hardly said anything to anyone.